Arizona Republicans are choosing a nominee Tuesday to challenge Democratic Governor Katie Hobbs. Congressman Andy Biggs, backed by President Trump and the Conservative Freedom Caucus, is right now favored to win the Republican nomination. Voters are also deciding who will compete in Arizona's first congressional district, a suburban seat centered around Scottsdale. Democrats hope to hold the district after Representative Greg Stanton announced he would not seek re-election, while Republicans see it as one of their best opportunities to fight for control of the U.S. House. These races show Arizona's emergence as one of the nation's top political battleground states. Once considered reliably Republican, now the state has become increasingly competitive over the past decade, with razor-thin margins deciding statewide races and making turnout especially important. Northern Arizona political scientist Stephen Nuño says one of the biggest questions is whether Democrats can sustain the energy that has driven recent protests against the Trump administration and translate it into votes.
What I'm most interested in is seeing how motivated Democrats are. It seems to be this is going to be a referendum on Donald Trump, right, in November. But as we've seen, there's a lot of frustration with the party. Frustrated people tend to not participate. There is a lot of defensiveness by the incumbents in the Democratic Party. That is creating a lot of energy in some places, right? But also frustration in some places.
Both parties have focused heavily on the economy throughout the campaign. Candidates have debated immigration policy, border security, water shortages, education funding, and abortion rights. But Nuño says those issues often take a back seat when voters step into the ballot box.
People, especially even more so today, want solutions to why is my gas $6 a gallon? Why can't I find a house to live in without, you know, paying massive amounts in mortgage? Right? Like, these are things that you do the surveys and get the feedback, and that still is number one.
Turnout patterns are the thing to watch for this primary. Arizona has become one of the country's most divided states, where even small shifts among suburban independents, Latino voters, and younger voters can determine statewide outcomes. The Associated Press reports 85% of voters in Arizona are casting mail-in ballots this primary. Polls close today at 7 p.m. For Pacifica Radio, KPFA, I'm Teresa Wierzbianska.